So what up, you guys? Back at it again with a new podcast episode featuring Christian Marte, who is from Bronx, New York. He is also a illustration student, class of 2022 at SVA, and is also a voice actor. So please tune in to today's episode when we talk about what is the true meaning of following your passion. So please enjoy this week's episode, tune in, and don't forget to share and enjoy. I hate that lady's voice. Okay,
I
Christian.
Love her voice.
Oh, for real? The yeah. Zoom lady? Oh. Okay, Christian, you know, you could just give a like quick introduction of yourself too, like, you know.
Yeah. I'll say my name first. Hello, I'm Christian Marte. I'm a student currently at the School of Visual Arts. I'm an illustrator, graduating this year from a bachelor's of illustration. And I also do voice acting on the side, and many other hobbies that I'm lucky that I find the time for. So
look at you. And yes, on today's, you know, podcast, I'm still trying to work out a title for this, but dealing with multiple passions or having multiple passions as a creative and trying to do like work to life balance at the same time. And I think the podcast for this episode would just basically be centered towards people who have obviously multiple passions, but trying to figure out which one, you know, which route to go into, I guess.
Yeah.
Or figuring out, you know, when dealing with something where you have multiple passions, but you know, you fall in love with one thing, but then you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. That would be the topic of this episode, I guess. But yeah, so, you know, Christian, so you do, you know, voice acting, do illustration. Like, how has that, you know, been as far as, you know, like, how did you get into illustration, or how did you get into this creative industry in the first place? Like, you know, you born artist? Like,
yeah, I came out of the womb an artist. I drew my first Picasso painting in the hospital bed. No, it was a mistake to have me on. No, I was joking. no, but I started drawing. I mean, I've got like sketchbooks of me drawing as a kid, like before I was like 9 years old. My first memory of like actually wanting to learn how to draw was like when I was in fourth grade. I had just switched schools, and beforehand I was like into like, you know, anime and cartoons and video games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would draw them every now and then, but it wasn't until I met my current best friend who does music now. He also goes to Pratt. So that's pretty fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, so he introduced me to drawing, and then like I just loved his drawing so much. So I was like, oh my god, I want to be like this kid. I want to draw like how he does. And so I just ended up drawing a lot. I did the school. I don't know if your elementary school had like an art competition type of like event.
Yeah.
I would always lose. It was bad. He would always win, and that would like, we had like a rivalry going on, and I feel like that also helped sort of allow me to like, you know, like be like, okay, no, yeah, I gotta put my foot on the ground. I gotta get it. And so I have been drawing since I was in fourth grade. I stopped for a while when I was in high school because I thought it was like a phase, you know. And then eventually, you know, when it got time to me for graduation to, you know, try to pick up colleges, I was like, man, I mean, I'm pretty good at drawing, I guess, you know, because I mean, I stopped for a while, but like I would, you know, consistently, you know, continue. I was like, you know what, I'll just go to art school. I like art. I like making art. I make art for people. So let's do it. Let's go to art school. And yeah.
And how was like going to art school? Like, why did you choose art school too? Like, because a lot of people say the same thing to me too. Like, you could have chose all these schools. Like, why did you choose art school?
I wanted to choose art school because I feel like for a lot of artists who go to art school, the same reason, just like you're there in an environment where, well, first of all, I was self-taught, right? I had no like education, just YouTube tutorials, you know, sort of teaching me how to draw a head or an eye and this and that. And not yet. There's no formal education when it came to art. So like, you know, that also pushed me to be like, okay, I want to go to an art school. I want to be able to be in an environment where like everyone around me is doing the same thing. I can be inspired by everyone else. It's like, you know, you're in that world.
Mm-hmm. It is, and also, kind of, it feels like that too, like in that art world. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I had also put, you know, like FIT on there, not to call out any name, but you know, NYIT and like other, like St. John's University, which has an art program. But I wanted to go specifically to just an art school because of that. You know, you're in an environment with people who like, you know, who love what you're doing. And also like the professors, like that school is just, you know, based on art. Art school is just based on art. There's no like medical, you know, program or this and that.
Yeah.
You know, who knows if any of those other colleges would have put enough time into that art program, you know? So I was like, you know what? Let's go all in. Let's go all in.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. But how did you also get into like voice, like acting too? Like when did this, you know, passion come about too?
It started when I was in elementary school and people made fun of my voice.
This man, elementary school was lit for you, huh? Like, you're like, I'm gonna be a famous person.
Yeah, that's where I found out my career paths, elementary school. Mm-hmm. But no, like, I actually do remember people making fun of my voice because it was like so high and nasally. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey guys, what's up? Like,
oh Lord.
And I made a bet with this one girl. I don't know why I did this. It's so stupid. It was like seventh grade, going into eighth, so like the summer, right? And she was like, oh, your voice is so high, this and that. And I was like, you know, I've had enough. I was like, I'm gonna bet you when I come back in eighth grade, I'm gonna have a deeper voice. And she was like, okay.
That's such a serious bet.
Yeah, I know. And like at the time, it was like, I was like so into it. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna win. Like I had control over how my voice was gonna sound. And I have to say I won. So.
Oh, I'll snap.
Luckily, like, yeah.
What you gonna say?
But seriously though, I think just my love for like animated media and video games heightened that. Like I would watch, like, you know what, you know, panels, like how podcasts are panels, Q&A's and stuff like that, of the voice actors who are in like the video games that I liked and stuff like that, and I would watch those and be like, oh man, like that's cool to be able to be a voice actor and like things that I love doing, and also going to conventions to meet people and like, you know, autographing and all that stuff. Not that I wanted the fame from it, but like that's fun. Mm-hmm. And I had gone to like Comic-Con and stuff like that before, so you know, I understood how fun it was, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try it. Let's see what happens. And luckily I've you know, been able to meet people, because a lot of it is meeting people and making you know, connections, like art networking and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, I've been doing it since I was like, what, 16? And I started acting when I was 17, and I'm 21 now. So
wait, like acting, yeah. Like, oh, so do you?
Yeah, like acting.
Yeah, but do you think like eventually, like you might get into like more acting than illustration or not?
Ooh, man.
Okay, wait. First, before we go deep into this combo, okay. as far as like acting though, like, okay, say you keep doing like, you know, voice acting, like, would you be like, could you see yourself like in a movie, like acting?
No. Oh, like in a movie. Okay.
Yeah, like serious, like, you know, like.
Like me being the next Spider-Man is what you're
Yes. saying. What? I was exactly thinking Spider-Man, but yes.
Oh, perfectly. Yeah. I mean, I would. Yeah, I see myself.
I see myself in a movie.
I see myself as Spider-Man. That's such a pretentious thing to say. I see myself as Spider-Man. But no, yeah, I do want to get more onto the on-screen stuff, because I started, you know, in my high school drama club, and that was like theater, right? Mm-hmm. And then I moved to voiceover, and now with the pandemic and all that stuff, you know, gotta be careful doing stuff outside sometimes, and gotta make sure you choose, you know, the right projects. But no, yeah, I would love to be able to do on-screen stuff, and I'm trying to get ready for that too. And yeah, I mean, I see myself in a Marvel movie, if that's what you're asking.
That would be lit though. Be like,
that would be lit.
I know. That would be. I'd be in a theater.
That'd
like
be pretty dope. I'd be like, I know him. That's me.
Yes. That's me. Oh, Lord. But yeah, just as far as like, you know, so now like we're getting into the real question, right? Based off of this whole topic, serious question. What do you struggle with as a creative, or, you know, being creative? What do you struggle with per se?
Oh man, I mean like, man, what to choose? I think the biggest thing though is just because I do art and voice acting, and I also do stuff on this, like just other hobbies. Mm-mm. Like art and voice acting are what I want to make into a career. Like I want one of those things to work, mainly voice acting, but one of those things to work. And I mean, I feel like my struggle is being able to juggle all of those things at once. And I guess just primarily art and voice acting, being able to juggle those two things and being able to put equal amounts of effort into both, you know what I mean? And not sort of allowing one side to lack, because that happens a lot, you know?
And that's the thing too. I feel like I kind of been in this situation too at the same time, like trying to, like you do multiple things and it's like, you don't want to lose yourself as like me, right? Being a designer. But it's like running this podcast. I also run a podcast or I also own the shop. It's like, I don't want it to fade. I don't want the idea to fade out. Like, oh, I'm a graphic designer. I don't want that idea to fade out. But then again, I don't want to also be, you know, I don't also want to just do one thing and that's it, you know, at the same time. Like, I feel like that's something a lot of people struggle with, and they feel like that's the thing. Do you feel bad if, not like you're falling out of love with the one passion you have, but like adding on more things to it? Like, do you don't feel bad for doing that though, right? Like doing multiple things and not, you know, focusing on one.
Yeah, I don't feel bad because I love it. That's like, that's me. Like before I was a lot like, oh man, I wish I was able to do just one thing, you know? So I can just put 100% of my effort into that and make it as perfect as possible. But as the years went by, especially throughout these college years, I've been able to like accept the fact that, no, this is me. Like, I love doing A, B, and C, and being able to produce that instead of just doing A, you know, or B or C. And it's fun to me. And I mean, deep down inside a little bit, maybe I might still feel like, oh, I wish I could still do one thing. But I don't know. I wouldn't change it for anything. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I love everything about what I do.
That's true. And you also mentioned that you rather do like more voice acting. Like, is there a particular reason why? Do you feel like since you go to school for illustration, like, okay, that's why I'm kind of like, I'm tired of this shit. So I like doing, you know, voice acting.
That's part of it.
That's part of it.
That's part of it. And that's another thing too. That's like, I would rather do voiceover full time than art. Not saying that I don't love art at all, because I do. I go to school for it. But I feel like, yeah, like what you said, it's a lot like both of them started out as a hobby and art, you know, way back when. And I don't know, it's a different type of feeling. I wonder if like any of the viewers can relate. It's a different type of feeling when you like take a hobby that you love doing and like you don't think about doing it, you just do it and you love it and, you know, create and produce and stuff. And then once that becomes like something you have to depend on, you know?
Yeah.
Like I have to, like in school, and you can relate to this too, like you have to learn how to use Adobe. You have to learn how to do this and that. To like be able to compete with other people, because, you know, it's competitive. Mm-hmm. And that's just, it sort of sucks the fun away from me. I mean, sometimes it's fun because I like learning new things too, but it's almost as if like I have to do this now, you know?
Yeah, it's like nothing, like your life depends on it, but kind of in a way, like you have to like now provide for yourself as an adult, and you're like, okay, well, this is like my job way to get money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Like I have to find a way to make money with this, and there are many ways, but like it's like now that like I have to think about it like that instead of like, oh, I just, you know what, I'm bored, let me go draw or something, you know? It's more monetary. I think like when you put monetary value on like a passion or something like that, it probably degrades a little bit like the vibe you're getting off of it or anything like that.
The thing with me, like I feel like the best way that I've been dealing with this situation per se is kind of like consistency with everything. You have to be consistent with everything, right?
Yeah.
But then doing it in a way where it's like you're breaking it down into, the every single like cycle or every single, pillar of what you want to do. So say like, okay, I want to do this and that. So how would I break this down? Probably on like the weekends I do this, and then during the weekdays I have to do this all week or something like that. But yeah, as far as like trying to visually see yourself doing multiple things but still being consistent to the point where I'm consistent with everything that I do, even though like it may seem like I'm focusing more on one, I'm still like in the back of my head thinking about something else. But
yeah, that's true. I mean, we are our worst enemies, right? So I mean, yeah, it's no, that's interesting though. Consistency. I mean, consistency is big. That's honestly like, consistency makes the world go round.
For real. No, honestly. It is. But I don't know, basically, like, it's just so hard to be, because this is the thing with me, like, it can feel overwhelming at the same time too. Because you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, am I going to be this or am I going to be this? And it's like, you try to be consistent, you try to do the same thing, and it's just like, you feel that you're not doing enough with one, and then you're like,
yeah,
am I falling out of love with this thing too? It's like, or am I doing enough of this? And then sometimes your mind can just like explode. And I feel like that's probably the hardest thing, and why it's so hard for people to do multiple things, or like, but the thing is too, there's like people who are like multidisciplinary designers, or, who are multidisciplinary artists, like that do multiple things. And I think it just has to do with, like, as long as you make it, you're straight. Like, as long as you do something, I feel like that's kind of what it really depends on. No matter what it is, even though you went to school for this, if you're still doing this, it's fine. It's like, I think that passion and that drive, you still have to follow that, even if it takes you somewhere else. And you can't put yourself down for that, I think.
Yeah, like, I feel like for a lot of people, it's that. Like just being able to follow their passion. And especially for us creatives, because that's what we do, right? Like, this is a passion for us. Else we'd be like working, I don't know, an office job or something. Yes. Not saying anything bad about office jobs. Just, I'm just saying.
9 to 5s are okay.
They are great. Stability.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's like, I think that really, like, that's the thing too. People are like, you have to focus on one thing so you're not shitty in the other one and blah, blah, blah. And that's not bad. Like, that's true. But I feel like, if something is taking you somewhere, you have to follow it, I think.
That's
like
true.
If something's telling you to go somewhere else, like, you can't put yourself down at the same time. You just have to say in the back of your head, I'm going to make it either way. Like, no matter what I'm doing, like, even with this podcast, like, as long as I'm doing something that's keeping me going or keeping my spirits up, you have to still follow it. Because you don't want to be in a situation where you're doing something, right? And you're doing it because, you're like, I'm doing this because, I went to school for it. And then it's like, but I still kind of want to do this. Yeah. And then it's like you're following that idea, that you're still following that idea of, I need to do this because of what's on paper, or because someone told me to, or because
you feel like you have to.
Yeah, right? But it's like sometimes you have to follow your heart in a way, or follow what
you do.
Spirit at the same time.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, that's going back to like me liking acting more than art. I mean, I went into art. 2018, I think. Yeah, 2018, 2019 almost, is when, freshman year started for me. And that was the first time, like, art university was like the first time that I've ever taken any art class, anything.
Yes.
And I loved it. I loved it. I was like, oh man, this is like a whole different world. This is what I wanted. And I'm having a lot of fun. And I was like, okay, these next 4 years are going to be amazing. Let's go. And they have been. But like, second year came, and I started doing more voice acting and stuff like that. And I started realizing, like, oh, wow, I really love acting more than I do love doing art. And I've been doing art since I was 9.
Are you having like that, oh, shit moment?
Yeah, like, oh, my God, wait. Mm-hmm. And no, yeah, I realized that I do love acting more than I do love doing art. And I struggled for a bit with thoughts of like, oh, man, but like, I'm in an art school. Like what you were talking about, like feeling like you almost have to,
like, you follow. Owe yourself. Yeah.
Like I owe myself this, because I mean, my parents are paying for the school, so like, and I'm putting all this effort in and I'm already here, so I might as well continue it. And I have, but like, it came to a point where I was like, you know what? like, I do have to follow what I love doing. Like, I could have easily been like, you know what? I'm not gonna worry about voice acting because, you know, I have to put, you know, 100% into my career. And right now that's art, you know, and that's mm-hmm. like my next 3-4 years. And I have to focus on that. I could have easily done that. But instead I was like, you know what? I love doing this. Like, I love it. Like, I love it. And I'm careful about putting the love tag on things. That's something about me that I do. Yeah. And unfortunately, I have still like not put the love tag on art. Like, it's hard for me to do that. Like, I like doing art. I do. But like for me, yeah. But the reason for that is because like love is such a strong word. This is how I'm looking at it, right? Oh. I'm this might sound corny as hell, but like, it's true for me. For me, love is like a strong word. Like, to love something is like your whole world. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, you can't see yourself doing anything else but that, or like mm-hmm. being with anyone else but that person. And that's love. And like, for me, that's acting. You know, like, I love it. Like, if I'm not doing that, like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, I gotta audition or do this and that. But like, yeah, like, I still haven't been able to put the love tag on art. And I find that so interesting. And I still don't know why, like, I can't do it. And it's just, I don't know.
Do you feel like you would betray, like, your voice acting thing? Because it's like, the levels, it's like, it's not up to this level, though. So that's why I can't put it on art. No matter how, I could do this every day and I'm still not saying I love it. Like, I still love this passion.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't even know if that's what that is. I mean, I just, you know what? I think it's just, there's like a feeling of no, this is going to sound so artsy. Here we go. Brace yourself. It's like, there's no feeling of restriction when it comes to acting. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever like acted before in like a school play or anything?
Hell no. I am at first. Fun facts about me.
Here we go.
I can't sing for shit. That's one, right? I never uh-huh. wanted to do stuff like that because, like, if I had to be in a situation where I had to sing, terrible. Very, mm-hmm. just terrible. Like, if I, like, okay, situations where, like, I put my headphones in and I sing out loud, not knowing, like, no one can hear nothing but me singing. My mom, like, opens the door and is like, what the hell are you doing? Please, like, can
what
you
is that noise I'm hearing?
She's like, please just shut up. And then it's like, when it comes to like, I feel like I could be more of a comedian, more of being an actor, but then at the same time, sure. if that singing part comes, that ain't it. Like, I rather make people laugh. But even then, it's like, I'm not as funny as everyone else as far as like my family members. So it's like, my level of like comedian is like up to here, and I'm just like in between. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm mediocre funny, but I do see myself doing like other things though, or seeing myself taking like right now, like, okay, this is the thing. Cause this is another question I was going to ask you, as far as like, have you ever tried to combine those skills into like still following your passion, but like using your illustration skills to kind of put that in there?
That's
I don't
a good
know.
Question, actually.
Just because
I have thought about that.
That's what I'm saying. Cause like me, right. Video comes to mind. I'm just like, you know, I'm not saying I like video, but I like multiple things. Like, I like photography. I like this, or I like collage work. I like different things, graffiti, all these other things, right? And it's like trying to that's kind of why I like the term graphic designer, just because mm-hmm. graphic design means so many things. And like, graphic design is kind of everything in a sense, where it could be anything. And I could still say I'm a graphic designer, but it still kind of relates it to the same way. But now it's like, I'm looking at like things with video, right? And motion graphics and interaction design and actually moving things. I have never seen myself as an animator at all. All that ideas just scares the shit out of me. I'm just like,
hey, you should try it.
But then it's like, you do motion and you're taking your motion classes and you're like, I think I could actually do this. But it's like I still try to do things like the way I made like my first video. I try to combine like collage work and graffiti and then put it in a video and do it in a way where it was simple for me to work out, but then again, it looks like I made it. So that's kind of like a question I'm gonna ask you too. Like, what have you done to like combine your skills to like relate still to like voice acting?
Yeah. And also I'll put art in there too. I mean, cause like that's the thing a lot of people say, right? It's like, especially when you're trying to like figure out what to do as a career, they're like, oh, just take what you like and combine it. Like, you know, try to find something out there that, you know, incorporates everything that you love doing and do that. Cause that's what you should probably be doing. And I was like, you know what? that's a good idea. Let me try and find what I can do that incorporates both art and like acting or, you know, anything like that, sort of like an on-camera presence. And I was like, okay, well, let's see. And so I started searching up and like stage designing. I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that.
No.
Eventually I was like, you know what? And I used to make YouTube videos before. And I was like, you know, maybe I should probably make like, and this was also a way to like motivate me to draw more too, is to make YouTube videos about me drawing, you know?
And like the voice, then do the voice. Okay.
Yeah, then you can put your voice in it and you can commentate and stuff like that. And like, you know, I edit also, so that's perfect. And yeah, I never did it.
Got the idea now.
I recorded it. You know, yeah, I actually did go through with it though, but I never uploaded it because I was like it's a lot. It really is a lot. And you know, like what goes into putting, you know, work into a podcast and making videos and stuff. It's
ladies and gentlemen, it's a lot of work to do it.
It is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I don't know. I mean, like I think I should just stick to just drawing stuff, like, you know, like instead of like recording and stuff. But I mean, it did help me, like it did inspire me to do more and draw more, because like I would record every now and then like homework assignments that I had to do and like pretend like these were like original things I had to do myself, you know what I mean? And like that would help me get through the assignment. And like I'm pretty sure you've had this in like art school, where you sort of BS the project because the time. Yep, I see
it. I don't want to put myself on blast, but like
but I mean, hey, we all do it, like in everything, right?
Have you ever like BS? Okay, it's not just the assignment too, it's more of like the critique too, when they ask you, how did you come up with this, or what was your thoughts behind this? I think of like I really try to connect the dots, and like sometimes that shit works. I think that's really our skill when it comes to being an art student or being in art school, because it's more of like, how quickly can you get shit done to the deadline? Yeah. And then when they ask you the questions on what was the ideas that you came up with this, you really just have to pull that shit. You have to pull out there or something.
Yeah, no, exactly. That I had a teacher tell me like that he loved my painting or whatever, this and what I did. And he was like, oh my God, I love how you, the strokes, like just they're so expressive. And oh my God, I love how you accentuated this and that. And like, and he was like, oh my God, you like thought about that. I was like, yeah, I did think about that. You're right. I did do that. Yeah, you exactly.
You're full of it. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it's something. Sometimes we do, I guess, as artists.
You know, I mean, it's not bad though. It's like, the shoe fits where? Like, you can't, like, I'm not going to say.
And also, like, I mean, when you do stuff, I don't know, are you like, I know, like when I paint, I don't really think much about what I do when I draw.
Yes,
right?
I really,
like
it just comes naturally.
It just comes naturally.
Think.
So like, you're probably not lying about it. You just don't realize that that's what you were thinking about, you know? And that's sort of like a state where I think a lot of artists and creatives want to get to, right? Like being able to, like a lot of people are like, oh, what's a professional? What constitutes being a professional? And like a lot of people think it's like, you know, being able to take everything you learn and being able to like just produce and create without thinking, like almost making that come naturally. And you know, like when you look at like the greats, you know, the paintings of like, I don't know, Picasso or Da Vinci, you're like, oh man, did they really think about that? These guys are great. Like these guys probably just came naturally to them, right? They're legendary. And then when I try to do it in class, the teacher's like, no, this isn't working.
Yes!
Right? Does that happen? It happens so much.
Always like, wrong. Mean? It's like these people just pull it out and they feel what they do. I think, you know what? That's probably what it is when it comes to like following your passion, when it comes to like being in school. School can really ruin your creativity to a set. Just a little bit. Because it's that commercial thing when they think about it at the same time. Because like if you were doing this in your own studio, right? Doing it every day, nobody would care. That's probably why it's hard for people to like say certain things are their passions or I love this, just because it's like you've been told, no, don't do that. Or that's not right. Or don't do that. And sometimes it's like, shut up. Like, let me just do what I feel. But and right. It's probably the hard part. But then again, it's like they're trying to make you better at the same time. But I don't know. I'm not saying it's like art weird. School is, I'm not saying like art school is bad, but I'm saying like, that's probably why in a sense, like going school can really like ruin things at the same time. As far as like, you know, doing things that you are like going to school for things that you want to do, like in a specific sector, or like doing it for a certain talent. Because after you get told, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. Now you implemented that in your brain. And every time you do it now, you're like, oh, I remember the time they said this, or not to do this. But fuck it. Like if you were taught by Picasso. It's terrible.
No.
No, they're probably like, people listening probably like, oh, I'm not going to art school.
Oh, man.
I didn't go.
No. Art school does not suck. That was a joke.
It's an investment. I was.
No, honestly, I.
It's an investment.
It's an investment. It honestly is. I mean, in a way, I love art school. I think being able to like pursue an education in any way possible, even if it's not like, because I know there are some programs. One of my friends, he does like visual effects and he's studying that. And he was in Canada and he doesn't go to school for it, but he takes like, you know, like 1 year academic programs, you know, that sort of combine like 2 years of work into one, which is like a lot of work. He never has a break. But it's an education nonetheless. I feel like going to art school and just like for whatever it is that you want to do, taking an education for that is essential because it allows you to mess up and learn from those mess ups. And there's no real consequence, you know, aside from maybe failing, like, you know, the project. But like, I mean, that's nothing compared to like not getting paid or being fired, you know. And also, I mean, just seriously, like it allows you to like make mistakes and being able to like learn from them. And I feel like that's huge. Like that's huge. And it gives you the time to like figure out like what it is that you actually want to do. And if you know, even if you don't figure it out, I mean, you have all that experience, all those 4 years or five or six, if you do a master's, all that experience under your belt, you know, and it just makes you more prepared. Honestly, there's no like, I don't see any, aside from like tuition, because it is expensive.
Yes.
I don't see any other downside.
I think it just, you know, it kind of like it's like putting pressure on you too, to like do better. It's because it's like a lot of thing with art school is kind of like, you really are making art all the damn time. And it's like, that's kind of why it's like, they push so much work at you and you're like, oh my God, this is a lot of work. But it's like, yeah, if you want to be really good, like this is kind of like the level that you have to do. And it's really like an eye opener. Like, I don't know what life would have been like if I didn't go to art school. And then it's like, cause a lot of people too, I know a lot of like self-taught artists and then they feel like they can't make it just cause they didn't go to art school. And I feel like that's not true. Like,
no, I
feel like
not true.
As long as you put in the work, you know, you're obviously going to be successful, but that's with anything, you know, but it's kind of like, what do you feel like is right for you? Like, do you feel like it's good for you? If it's not, it's not. Like, I kind of went to art school just because like, I feel like I deserved, and that's the thing too. I don't want to seem like I'm an airhead or nothing. I didn't like, and that's the thing too. I'm not like a bunch of all these rich kids like that I go to school with, right? It's kind of like, I felt that I deserved that high education just like every other kid over there, and that I could still be able to do it, right? And so many people tell me like, no, you shouldn't do this, blah blah blah, and it's like, you have to follow your heart at the same time. I feel like out of all this like stuff we keep talking about, I feel
that's
like
that's the theme.
No matter,
follow your heart
just because it's like, as long as you're doing something that you want to do and you feel like it's best for you, like you can't just, it's gonna work out either way. So you can't like think or put so much pressure on like, but what if I do this and it doesn't fail or da da da? I feel like in your case though, like I think it's good that even though you're not so like in love with art, you still have something in a creative sense. Cause it's like, okay, voice acting, right? Voice acting's not like art, right? But it's still like a creative like thing. It's not like, oh, I want to do like, you know, architecture too is kind of the same way in a sense too, but it's like, it's not like you're like going from, I want to be an artist, now I want to do like plumbing. Just something like,
it's, yeah,
too,
it's
just
not
too
as like concrete, you know. It's like, I honestly I believe that a lot. Like whatever it is that you want to do, I feel like as long as you love doing it, and like, here's the love tag again, and if you like struggle about like, you know, like putting a love tag or like, do I really love this? Like, I mean, as long as you just follow what you like doing, I feel like it'll lead you to something that you will eventually love doing. And I just, as long as you like what you said, Lauren, like as long as you follow what you love doing and you put in the work, you know, for it, like there's no reason why you shouldn't make it. And I honestly believe that with my whole heart. It's like to put in 100% is more than what a lot of other people are doing, mm-hmm. you know, and like being able to do that not only will give you the advantage, but it'll also like show you different maybe techniques and like shortcuts for you to like if you really want to make something, you know, like if you want to do something for a living that you really love doing, like you'll find a way to do it. Like mm-hmm. you really would find a way to make money out of it. That's like there's no question, because that's just like survival. That's like our innate instincts. Like it's just, we will find a way to do something if we really want to do it. Mm-hmm. And exactly. Yeah, and that's just, it goes into your careers too.
People have to realize that. But then also like, okay, as far as like balance, right? And life balance, like mm-hmm. how do you deal with your struggle as far as like doing multiple things though? Like how do you deal with it? How do you like, because that's the thing, in my opinion, I feel yeah. like all these things that you're doing, it's not only like giving you more in your skill set, but it's also like mm-hmm. kind of inspiring you to do either or. Like I don't know how voice acting and illustration can inspire you, but think about it, like when I think of like what you're doing, like I'm thinking like, you know, yeah. with like characters and stuff, how people make characters or draw characters and stuff and like do voices. Because I feel like I had friends where I don't even do like none of this stuff, but I feel like it would be so cool to like make a character and like do a voiceover for it or something like that. But right? like I feel like you could combine, you could still combine in a way if you really wanted to. But like as far as like inspiration or like balancing things, like how do you do that as far as balancing your career, like, or balancing all these yeah. hobbies? Like what have you done so far to like that's helped you along the way?
I think the big thing for me is, and it's gonna sound so simple, but it does help me like move forward with it. I think just being able to like start something and complete it. Honestly,
to be right? honest, like, people don't do that. So
yeah, it's like hard to do that mm-hmm. too. Like way harder than you would think. Like to like start a painting, and then finish it, and then like we take that for granted a lot, but it's true. Like to be able to like do something and complete it, and also being able to put it out into the world, which is like one of the scariest things you could do as a creative. Yeah, right.
People don't know
like, that takes a lot of effort, and like. I do that a lot, and I finish things a lot, and then I look at them and I'm like, you know, this is the reason why I keep on going, like doing these things, because I finish these things and I look at the quality of it and I'm like proud, you know, I'm like, yes, this is like what I love and I'm doing it. And I mean, in terms of like balancing, I know you keep a schedule. I don't keep a schedule. I should probably do that.
I'm gonna do some time management tips after this, but keep going.
Please. I think I just, man, because I'm also still figuring it out. But like, I feel like for me, it's knowing when to take a break also, you know, because like, I feel like it's a lot of work to like stress out and focus on like, you know, okay, maybe half of my day should be this and half should be that, and then doing it, and then like, you know, you'll spend maybe two more hours doing something else. Naturally you're gonna spend a lot more hours doing something else, right? Because like, let's say, I mean, unless you like put a timer, you're very good at like managing your time, you know, you're probably really good at managing your time. Yeah, I feel like for me, taking breaks and like, you know, maybe I'll go exercise, or I'll go outside and walk, you know, there's a park, I live in front of a park, I'll probably go walk out there and take in some fresh air, and then that'll like allow me time to like just readjust and be like, okay, I've had a long day today, you know, it's a lot of work, but maybe I should do something else instead. Let's move on, you know. And yeah, I don't know. I wish I had a better answer.
No, to be honest, like, it sounds like you're living life like a regular human being. I feel like we're so attached to like what we do. It's like, and that's the thing too. Like, I feel like sometimes I could be a cyborg when it comes to like, I need to be like this, I need to do this. Time management.
It's hard not to be.
Yeah, but then it's like, and then it's like you have to take a break and say to yourself, did I eat today? Or like, I say this with a lot of creatives, like, did I eat today? Or I feel like we get so caught up into like what we need to do and what we need to do to be successful. But then it's like, when you take a nap, like I took a nap today. I don't know what it was. It just felt so beautiful. It felt beautiful. And I woke up like, I'm ready to do this podcast. Like, yes. It's like that energy, that energy booster. And like some people think you just have to do that. You need to remember that you are living life and you're not just like supposed to be like this all-star designer, creative, doing this all day, doing this for the rest of your life. You have to like, mm-hmm. you know, see your family, do little things, you know.
Yeah. It's important.
Go outside, exercise, do yoga, meditate, something.
Yoga, meditate. I actually want to meditate more. I don't do that at all. The only meditating I do is, it's going to sound so weird, but when I'm in the shower, I sit down and I pour water over my head sometimes. And I just like, close this my man. Eyes. I do that. Like, I'm actually, you know what's funny too? No, wait, stop laughing at me. You know, a lot of people, I didn't know this about, like people can't. There are some people, I don't know if you can do it or not, but like it, for some people, it's impossible to not think about anything.
Mm. I don't know.
Do you, like, have you ever tried that? Like not thinking at all? Like it's just blank, like there's nothing?
Because I'm thinking, then I'll be thinking about, damn, I'm really not thinking about anything. Like the thing is.
And then that's a thought.
Yeah. Even when you're meditating too, they say focus on your breathing. Like I meditate wrong, if I should say that. Like because when I meditate, it's like, first, I don't sit up because it's like, I'm lazy shit. Like, I like laying down and like putting my palms up in the air. I'm giving you guys meditation tips, though. I would say hey, take notes. But it's like, but it's like when it comes to it, I just like, I really do like let my thoughts flow. Like there's three different things you could do. It's like belly breathing where it's like you breathe in, breathe out and you feel your belly move. Or it's like you hear the sounds around you. That's another thing that they make you do. Or it's like what I do. Is like, think about everything that's on your damn mind right now. Just let it all out. Think about this. Think about this. And I let my mind just go. And I'm just like, and then it's like problem, solution, problem, solution. That's kind of how my mind is going, right? Or it's like, every time you, it was a technique too that was really helpful for me. It's like, every time you breathe in, like think about something that's stressing you out. Like when you breathe in, think about everything that's pissing you off. Da 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 da. And then when you breathe out, like let it go. And that, I don't know what it was that first time I did it. I was just like, this is amazing. So I don't know.
That sounds like a really good like thing to do.
These techniques are very serious. And it's like, it's kind of like, even when like you go to school online and like you stay in the house all day, like people, a lot of people too say like, how could you do that? Like I would lose my mind. I'd be crazy. It really has to do like self-discipline and like teaching yourself how to not
honestly
drive yourself crazy.
I feel like with a lot of things, it's just self-discipline and being able to like, take it, you know, because we expect a lot from ourselves. We do. And I feel like it's important to understand that, you know, we're not perfect. You know, we set out to live this perfect life, but you know, it's we can't, you know, and it's just important to understand that, you know, we are human. We have to take breaks. We can't, it's impossible for us to like, you know, work like robots, because there is also a thing called burnout, you know. I've had it. Right, there we go. Every creative, I'm 100. I'll bet a whole bunch, my whole savings on it, that every creative has experienced burnout, and it's because they don't stop working.
Yes, you know,
and that sounds like a very like fortunate position to be in sometimes, right? Like, because a lot of people probably can't stop working and they have to continue working. But I feel like it's important to find at least like 15 minutes of your day. And just not do anything or do something that you just enjoy doing, but like not using your mind for it. Maybe watch TV, I don't know, Netflix or something, like take a shower. Thing, like, that's yes,
I think another thing too is not feeling guilty for doing it, because it's like sometimes I'll take a break, right? Like right now, school break, And I'm just like, damn, like I really didn't do anything today, like, or damn, I took a nap today. And I'm just like, you are human, like you can do that. And it's like, I feel like a lot of people just need to stop feeling like they need to. That's the thing. So many things you see on social media, you see all these people like, you know, work all day, never sleep, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's cool and stuff. But it's like, are you living though?
Like how are you life? Functioning?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is, you have to, you know, there is a time to like work time, grind time, all that, grind all day, do whatever you want. Yeah. But it's like, at the same time, you still have to live your life and make sure you're happy, make sure you're like, your life is well balanced. And I don't know, people seem to forget that, and they feel guilty when it's time to take a break. They're like, damn, I'm taking a break. It's like, bro, like, it's okay to take a break. Like, someone has to tell you
to take a break. Yeah, like my mom is the same way. She works a lot. She works on the weekends. She's a financial aid counselor, but she works from home. So like she's always doing stuff. Like it's weird. And like she's always stressed. And I'm like, Mom, you gotta take a break. Like you can't just like she's on the computer from when I wake up to like now and
Oh.
every day. And I'm like, Mom, you can't, come on.
I
Like
feel like
I know
I'm
I'm
right.
always on the computer, but like at least like I stand up, I'll do exercise, I'll do something else, and like I'll take a break. But she's just that and that and that, and then she does house chores. So I'm like, okay, hold
I'm
on,
sitting here, I'm worried about
gotta
like me
chill.
turning into that. I'm worried that like I like if I don't work, I'm not happy. Or if I don't work, like I'm just like pissed off. 'Cause I sometimes I notice this, like in the times that I'm in school, like I feel like I have purpose. Like I can like, you know, I'm doing things with school. I feel like
Yeah.
I'm doing something, right?
Like you're
And then
doing
school,
stuff,
and
yeah.
then it's like school stops and I'm like, what's my purpose now? Or what do I do now? And then
Right.
I like I do the po that's kind of why I like doing the podcast too. It's like I feel like I'm doing something, but it's like I don't want to have to feel like that all the time. Like I can't like function unless I'm doing work, or I can't like I'll hang out with people too, and like people piss me off sometimes. I don't like people sometimes, and I'm just like, I need to go back to work. But it's like I don't want to always have to live my life like that. I think like it just really has to do with like balancing your life, but also noticing like it's okay to take breaks. And then again, like work is important, but it's like work isn't your life at the same time. Work is, it's
Yeah.
funny because it's like people get that mixed up. It's like work is meant to let you live the life that you want to live, right? So that when you know you're finished working, you're living the life you want to live. So it's like, can you imagine working so much? And then the irony of that whole thing, it's like you're done working and now it's like, what are you doing now? It's like, oh, I want to work more. It's like, what the hell? Like this wasn't meant for
Yeah.
this. This was meant to take a break. Like, and that's
Yeah,
crazy to
and
me.
I know this one dude who he does voice acting too, and he's pretty successful at it. But like the thing with him is that he doesn't say, he was taught to say yes to everything that comes his way. And that's sort of
Ooh.
like a mentality that you're sort of taught with voice acting, because like you know, jobs come, like 90% of voice acting is auditioning. You know what I mean? Like that's like you're pretty much unemployed until you get a job. And like the fact that he gets a lot of opportunities and he's able to say yes is great. That's a fortunate position to be in. But he's always working. He's always working. He has time for nothing. And like when he does, it's only for like an hour or two. And he's just right back to work. And it's crazy. And it's like, and you can tell that like, he's mentally drained and he's stressed. And it's like you gotta take it easy. You know, you gotta be able to say, like it is a fortunate position to be in to say no to something, you know what I mean? But
Yeah,
like it's also
definitely.
a human right. No, you gotta do
This man.
it. You have to be able to say no to some things and be able to take breaks, you know. You gotta, or else yeah, just burnout happens and you get stressed. Nothing good can come from it at all. Like you have to learn how to sort of balance it out. It's
It's
yeah,
life.
it's different for everyone, but it's, you know, you gotta figure it out.
But
It's
yeah, but no,
yeah.
but now there's something that I will mention too. And this will be time management tips that I'll give to you and everyone listening. 'Cause like,
Please. I'm gonna
I don't
take
know,
notes.
I got this like I got on I was on this journey of like
Okay.
time management and productivity, like when school, online school started. 'Cause I started to notice like I was falling. This is a sad story, but I was falling asleep while I was on Zoom and shit. 'Cause at the time, first like. This
Like
is
in
crazy.
class?
Yes. And
Okay.
it's like, this is the thing. You're like, okay, because a lot of people don't know this. This is normal for a lot of people. But the
Hey, no, I
thing
hey, I've slept
yeah,
in
the thing
class,
is,
history class, basically.
yes, especially that one in particular. Nice. But I was
Oh
in,
man.
I in freshman year, we had like 6-hour classes, right? And
Oh my God, yeah, we did.
it was like a visual, I think it was like a visual computing class that I had. And at the time, so this is the thing. During COVID, I had a horrible situation where my computer messed up and broke. And I'm
Oh
like, out of
man.
all the times for my computer to mess, it was a really, really old MacBook
Right?
though. And so I was going to Zoom on my phone, right? I remember like I came home, like that's when I came home too. And it's like I'm with my parents and I am like asleep on the couch and like my phone is like drooping, like, and I'm just
Was the
like
camera on?
no, like I feel like
Oh,
I don't think my
imagine.
I'm praying it wasn't. I can't think about it, but I think it wasn't. I don't think it was on. But I'm just like, I was knocked out. And my parents come downstairs and they're just like, look at her. Look at this woman. Like, look at her. Look what she's doing. This is your girl in college. Like, this is your star, like your star student right here. And it was just so embarrassing. So I got to a point in my life where I was like, I can't keep doing this. Like, I need to get something. Like, I need to have a schedule. Because if I'm going to be in school online, I need to get it. Like, I need to do something to where I'm not going crazy or I have mm-hmm. something going on, right? So it's like, first I would say like your environment, like, you know, I got my desk. Once I got a desk too, I feel like that's when I was set, like desk, chair, get your setup correct first.
Yes, desk, let's go.
Chair, like get something comfortable to be in. Like, I'm basically teaching everyone too, like how to survive online school or work in a remote world.
Buy a desk, buy a chair.
Yes, or just something, have a space that's comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at all these like videos of productivity and time management. And I don't know, it's like, it can really like, just like any other YouTube video, you just go into like a deep storm and a deep dive of like 400 videos of
right,
how to be productive. Yes. Yeah. And it's like, it's crazy. But basically like there's this skills that you can teach yourself to like, you know, schedule your time. And like one form, there's like a couple forms, like, one is like the Pareto method. I think that's what it's called. So it's like, mm-hmm. that's what you were talking about with timers. So that's why I was laughing. Because like, I do that. So I used to do that a lot. Then I stopped because it's like, I looked crazy. Like I would set a timer, but it's like a 25 minute timer, right? So it's like 25 minutes for, it's like one set of 25 minutes, right? You work, focus on work, and then you get like a break. Mm-hmm. What's this app? I have this app. I think it's called, it's called Emphasis. It's kind of fun.
Emphasis.
It's like a black.
Everyone,
it's like
a, is called Emphasis.
Yes. It's like a, it's a black interface app. I like this thing too. As a graphic designer, I like doing, or like, I like downloading certain apps because of the way it's designed. And it's kind of stupid, but it's like, I'm like, no, ooh, I mean, the UI of this is amazing. I want to use this app all day. But I like the way the timer was designed because it was very minimalistic and stuff, right? So that was one method of like doing a timer, right? But then it's like, there's this other skill, right? It's called time blocking. And it's basically like you set a time block for each thing that you're doing. So say like you go to school, obviously. You block out each time in like your calendar or whatever. Like, I am hoping you're doing this or other people are doing this, because that's a given, I think. Like, to block out the time you're in class.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
But then it's like blocking out the time to also like take breaks too, or blocking out time like if you're doing something, like block out time for homework too, because that's something I used to do. I used to block out, like, I think I would wake up early too, like around like 6:50 to like get my stuff ready, make sure my like area's clean, but then just get into homework and just do the homework for that day. And then it's like,
wait, in the morning?
Yeah, like it was, I was really, there was like last year I was really productive, and I'm kind of upset with myself because I used to be really productive as far as like getting shit done. But that's the thing too, it was sophomore year, and sophomore year was kind of like easier work. Like, now it's junior year, I'm like, I will stay up. Like, now that's the thing too, I remember asking a medical student, like, how long do they take to do homework? And they're like, oh, like 5 hours. And I'm sitting here like, I do homework for like 5 hours. So I was like, I do as much work as a medical student when it comes to
doing
homework.
Yeah, as a medical student.
And I felt like, well, I'm not alone in this. And that's basically another thing too, like time blocking out your time, but then blocking out time to do homework and knowing how long it takes to do things too. Like, sometimes that's good with like timers and stuff, like timing yourself to not only like a countdown of what, you know, the countdown of what you're doing, but also like timing yourself to see how long it takes for you to do things, because then that gives you more enough room to do things in its scheduled time. Like, I used to do things like, all right, if I do this homework, it has to get done like on, like, I don't know, like my finals, I scheduled that shit perfect. I was like, okay, I need this homework in by Wednesday. And if I get this homework in by Wednesday, I could do this homework by Thursday. It was crazy, but it's like, it really has to do with your mental and like understanding how long it takes for you to do things. And when you organize it, you execute it. And that's the thing when it comes to like actually doing what you say you're going to do. And then like, making, and even you could do like simple things too, like making to-do lists. Like, that may seem like a like a given, but a lot of people don't realize the power of like a to-do list, like either writing it down or like there's an app called Notion too. I don't know.
Notion.
Yes.
Notion. N-O-T-I-O-N.
Yes. Notion.
All right, everyone. Notion.
Yes. Notion is like, that's the thing. It's very like an in-depth. It's kind of like a second brain in a way. It's like you could put everything in there. You could put your classes. You could put a budget. You could put everything in there. And like, in my opinion, like the desktop version looks a lot better than the phone version. But either way, it's like, it's just a to-do list app, but it's more of like, you can sync in and do certain things. Like it's kind of like Google Docs and like Excel, Microsoft, all that shit put together. It's weird. But I like the interface of that too, because you can put like emojis and other things like that. But back to like to-do list and shit, that's kind of more of time management too, of like writing things that you have to get done, but then also like not putting so much pressure on yourself to actually do it. But I think like overall with managing your task, I think it's just like writing down all the things that you have to do and then executing it and then figuring out like when would be the best time to do it. Like, and also like there's books. I can like list some books too. Like, and these are some books I haven't even read yet. Like there's one book, like the 4-hour work week. And it's like basically getting your work done in 4 hours. I don't know. I have to read it. I'm trying to read it.
4 hours.
Yeah, that's the thing. Cause I'm just like 4-hour work week. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I'm like, getting your work done in 4 hours, like that just seems impossible. Like, I sit and do work for like 10 hours, but I don't know. Like, I think it's also like just being focused. Like, I feel like we get so distracted, like with our phones, like doing things like, because that's the thing, something that Elon Musk said too, like, and I'm really going in depth like with this podcast,
do it. Let's go.
Something that Elon Musk said too was like, you know, you're a cyborg and that, you know, once you touch that phone is an extension of yourself. And then they have all these things going on too with like the metaverse and all that. And it's like, it can be scary as far as like how connected you are to that phone and how that is kind of an extension of yourself. And it's like, what do you do when that phone gets taken away though? Like, are you like human? Like, are you able? So it's like, I think when it comes to like actually doing tasks, I think you have to eliminate all those distractions. And that's kind of what's hard for people to do, because it's like, they're so attached to the phone or they want to watch TV or do all these things. And then it's like, you didn't realize how much time you just wasted trying to do all these other things, or you don't realize your distractions until you're like, well, shit, I've been getting up like 4 times. I've been checking emails all day. Like, I think it really has to do with like writing down like what you actually do and then seeing what wastes your time. And then like taking out those distractions and just focusing on like what you have to do. I don't know, but sometimes, you know, you're not perfect. So,
it's so hard.
Those are like my time management tips though, as far as like an in-depth version. Cause I know I've talked about this before on the podcast, because it's like a lot of people seem like they have problems with like managing their time. But I think overall it's just get shit done. Like, I really think it's just like, you just have to do it, you know, keep a calendar, obviously. Write down what you have to do during the week. I have an agenda. The thing is, my problem is I think I do too much though. Like I have an agenda book. I have like this like Erin Condren, for those who don't know, Erin Condren like journal. And it's weird, like a lot of like old moms use it, and I feel bad.
Really?
Because it's expensive, low key. It's like $60 for an agenda book. But it's the
Lauren,
thing.
Lauren, are you an old mom?
That sounded so weird. But the thing is, it's like, or it's like I have this, right? I have an agenda book, but then it's like I have a whiteboard for like the week and then a whiteboard for like the month. And then I have a like another whiteboard right here. It's like to-do list. All the shit I want to do. And then it's like I have another like notepad of like to-do list that I want to do for today, and then the whiteboard is like for the week. And then it's like I have apps on my phone to like organize my classes and everything and where everything goes and blah blah blah. But like something my mom said too, it's like, you're driving yourself crazy with all this stuff. And I was just like, am I? Because I remember I think it was Monday, like I wrote down like a to-do list of everything I needed to do, right?
Yeah.
And my mom was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing my to-do list. And I was just like, I'm stressed. And she's like, that's why you're stressed, because you're sitting here trying to figure out what you need to do. And it's like, I would say like, also like, oh, the random thought too, like, there's like, what is this? It's this YouTube. It's like Revision. I can't remember. But that was like YouTube videos and stuff like that are like Tom Frank. I don't know. But these people are like in depth with, you know, doing time management and stuff. And I think that's kind of why I've been like, I'm like, oh, I have to do this, watch all these videos, I try to figure out how to do productivity. And it's like, sometimes you got to just give your mind a break at the same time, like what we were talking about. But yes, that's my little tangent, though, my little rant of like time management.
But I want to say something about time management. It's, I feel it's also like different for everyone, right? Like you were talking about all these different ways of doing time management. And I feel like that's like what's so cool about it. And like what's so accessible about it is like it's there's a way for everyone. You know, and what you were talking about, like that one morning you were doing your to-do list and your mom was like, that's not why you're stressing yourself out. I actually like, I've found that like, at least for me, I used to do that. Like, and I still kind of do. Like today I was like, it was like 5 o'clock and I wasn't doing anything like the day, like throughout the day. I was like, man, like I'm not doing anything at all. I have to do something. Cause I also feel like that. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you know, I haven't done anything today, this and that. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to block out in my head what I'm going to do. And I do that sometimes, right? Okay, I'm going to do this today from maybe until this time. And then, you know, I'll work on this. And then, you know, I'll take a break. And then I'll do this. And I found that, like, not writing it down for me, like, I would do it if I didn't write it down.
See, it's like that mental thing, too. Like, that's the thing. It has to work within you. Like...
Yeah, you have to find your own way of doing time managing yourself, and thankfully there's a lot of different options, you know. So
the go all in option with all this extra shit, or the don't do it and just actually do it. I feel like that's what people have to do. Like, I think like as long you have to figure out a way for you to get things done. Like,
yeah,
because even if I don't like write in my agenda book, or if I don't do a to do list that day, is it gonna get done? Yes or no? Like that's what you have to think about it. Or is it okay? Mm-hmm. Like that's the thing too, like some people feel like they're obligated to do, since they wrote this down or since they do all this, they have to do it. And then it's like if it doesn't get done, it's like, oh, I'm a failure. And you can't do that either. It's just like,
no, you can't.
You know what I'm saying? Do it tomorrow.
There's like, the next day, just push it over. Like, you know, you'll get it done.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but just like don't make it a habit, I think. Like, you know, like, and that's the thing too. I've been trying to do these things. Like, I think that's kind of why I've been like putting myself down in a way, because I'm like, dang, I was so productive last year. I was waking up at 6:40 and doing homework, and now it's like I wake up at like seven, like on the dot.
Oh my goodness.
And then I'm like, oh,
7 o'clock.
I'm trying to wake up.
I can't imagine.
Because all these, because this thing, you hear all these people like, you'd be hearing,
I wake
about,
up at
like,
12.
I don't know how you do that. Because the thing is,
I don't know how I do it either.
I do that in the summer. I do that in the summer when it's like daylight savings and like all of a sudden the sun comes out earlier. And no, that I'll wake up at like, even then though, I'll still wake up at like 10. So I don't know how that, like, if I wake up at 12, it's because I went to sleep like late as hell. Like, I don't know how.
I also do go to sleep late. I'm going to be honest. I go to sleep like at around like maybe 1. Sometimes 2, and it's not good.
Two
is an extreme, all right? That's sometimes, but a lot of times like around 1.
I feel like it's because you're in college. Like in college I used to do that. Like, I'm still in college, but I'm saying in college, like not at your house, because at my house if I'm up at 3 or 2, they're gonna be like, what the hell are you doing? They're gonna be like, don't you got school tomorrow? Like, I think that's another reason too, like if you live with your family. That is why, for real. So yeah, your family's lucky then, because
I mean,
like
they're asleep by the time it's 2. So I mean, I'm just, you know, I also turn off my lights so they don't see the light.
see, that's the thing.
I got ways.
There. You got ways.
I do have to fix it. I do. I got to fix it. And I've been wanting to fix my sleeping schedule. I want to be able to like sleep at like around 11 or 12, and then be able to wake up like perfect, like maybe like 7 or 8. You know, that's perfect. And because I do have, even when I put timers, I do have problems with like snoozing it, you know, and just sleeping throughout it. I once slept throughout an alarm, like a legit loud ass alarm. And
how
I
do y'all
class.
Do that?
I don't
and
know.
Miss class?
I how missed do... class. I woke what up like an hour later.
What do you say to your professor? What happened? I slept through my alarm.
Honestly, I did tell them that. I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not even going to lie. I slept to my alarm.
What did
I don't know
say?
How I did it, but, you know.
They
were like,
say?
Oh, okay. They were like, oh, okay. I'll
in
try
college,
not to be late next time.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I should say, though? When it comes to college people, that's the thing. In high school, they said all these things about, like, oh, you know, in college, they're not going to have this. Like, you would do things like, just, like, people wouldn't just, like, wouldn't turn their homework in. Little stupid things, right? And it's like, Those teachers like, would always make you feel bad. Like in college, this ain't gonna work. College people don't give like in college, they really don't care as long as you pay them their money and you show up to class. And if you don't show up to class, that's your grade. Like they're really just like
that's the thing though, right?
You are
like,
what you put in. You. Yes.
Like, that's the point of it too, right? It's like you gotta figure out how to do things yourself because like, after college, you're on your own. So
But yeah, you know, like as far as like wrapping up this podcast too, how do you feel as far as like, you know, a student about to graduate? Like, how do you feel like what are your next steps per se after like graduation?
Yeah. I want to be, I want to work a 9-to-5 as an artist. And there are opportunities out there. If a lot of people don't know, it's true. There are a lot of opportunities out there where you can work 9-to-5 as an artist. Just, you got to search them up. They're deep in Google, but you'll find them.
Do you feel like illustration is hard to find a job or no?
No, it's hard to get the job. I feel like
it's easy to find them, but it's like getting it is the hard part.
Yeah, that was like the most movie thing ever, right? Like that was the way I said that. I was like, it's not hard to find it, it's hard to get it. Like, no, because like as an illustrator, and that's one of the reasons why I went to illustration, like to study illustration, was because I was going to do graphic design first. Ooh. And then I don't know, we could have been in a class together, you know.
Yeah, that would have been nice,
yeah, hard. Right.
Oh, it's man. Hard the work they there's a stigma.
Illustration is also a whole different world.
That's true. It's very sectored into, but continue.
Yeah. But illustration. I decided to do illustration because there are a lot of jobs. Like literally anything you can think of in terms of drawing, even graphic design falls into illustration.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and like you like an illustration, like they teach you everything. Like I've learned Illustrator. I've learned graphic design stuff throughout my second year, and I've learned like comic book stuff and like painting and drawing with pencil and charcoal, like everything that I would need to do like realistically any job. I took a poster class. Like what?
Ooh, really? You know, like,
yeah, in my junior year, and I loved it. I wish I could take, you know what I don't like about our school? I'm gonna say this on the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't like how you can't like, and it makes sense, but I want to take like other majors classes, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
Like I took I blocked in a class to register, and I didn't know that I couldn't be a part of it until my advisor was like, hey, you're in illustration, you can't take this class.
what class was it?
It was like a film history class.
Boo.
I was like, oh come on, really? It's a history class. But it makes sense. Like, you know, you gotta give opportunity. It's theirs, it's not mine.
You
so.
Know what I like? They're like winter school. They're like a lot of stuff. Especially like, I don't know. I'm not gonna go in dip, but it's like that I do hate too, as far as like with certain classes. I'm just mad because where's one class I couldn't take because I'm you know, but this is my situation though. It's not like I couldn't take it, but it's like since I'm not in person, right? I couldn't take like packaging. Right. I was so mad. I was like, you really like when you go to school, you get so upset and it breaks your heart when you can't take a certain class because it's like, bro, oh like my life is terrible. And then it's like you take all the classes, right? You finish class and then you totally forgot, like you were stressing that at the fact you couldn't get that class. Like I was two classes actually. One was like letterpress and it's like making posters with like actual metal, like OG, like.
Oh, that's cool. What?
I was mad as hell because the COVID hit and they were like, you know, we're not doing it. So then I took another stupid class I didn't like. And then and then like the other, and then packaging, but it's just like, I don't know, like trying to go on YouTube and go online. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Like, you know, I'm like, I can take a packaging class like on YouTube and stuff. They have free ones, but then it's like, it's not SVA level packaging class,
right? It's not SVA level.
Well, that's why. But back to like you and like, you know, your other stuff, like what type of job are you looking for or like trying to get?
I want to get into an ad agency. Like, ooh. I want to be able to I figure this out about myself, and this is why I say I encourage like education. Is like you have time to figure yourself out and like do things, you know. I was able to take classes and be around certain people throughout these 4 years and like really learn like what I like to do, like what I don't like, you know. I'm like, I have a children's book class that I do not want to take next semester. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna switch out of that. I know now. I don't like that. I mean, I'll take the job, you know, but like still, I figured out that I like working with a team. I like working with other people, mm-hmm. you know, working by myself. I feel like I do it a lot. But I feel like I love communicating. Like I talk a lot. I won't stop talking. Mm-hmm. And I love bouncing ideas off of people and being able to work at an ad agency, doing that and being able to come up with like, you know, one of my teachers who I had this first semester, now this coming second semester, he started out working at an ad agency as an artist, and it was a 9-to-5. He had steady pay. He was Ooh. Making some good money. And I mean, he didn't like it. And that's the thing about some artists, you don't really like doing that traditional work. But again, you sort of figure out how bless you. What was it? No, I was joking. Okay. put you on blast.
I was trying to do it so smooth. I was like, let me just cough, sneeze. And then you're like, Chris, push you. I'm like, fuck, like, why you say something?
All right, my bad. But let me go back to what I was saying. But yeah, no. Yeah, I figured out that I like working with a team. And so I kind of want to do that. And then on the side, the voice acting, you know, be mm-hmm. able to not quit on that. Because again, I love doing that, you know, so hopefully if everything goes like the way I would want it to go, I would love to be able to just do voice acting.
This way. I mean, to be honest, I don't even blame you, like, because it's like, that's what happens. Like,
yeah.
But also,
can I say this first mm-hmm. before you say that? I'm sorry. Yeah. But like, also, I'll miss, like, I can't also not do art. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel so like ingrained. You're still,
yeah.
Yeah, like, and it's not about being guilty or feeling guilty about it, but also it's like, I do like doing it and like, I'm going to miss it. And I know I'm going to want to do like a job or two, and I don't have the time to do it. Most likely if I do end up doing full time voice acting, but like, you know, you find the time to do what you want to do and you'll be able to do it. And I don't think art is going to go anywhere. Like, you know, like it's just.
You just think you're gonna push just out the shift. Voice acting. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, just a little bit.
To be honest, that's not even bad. Like, if anything, that's even not better, but I mean, it kind of is though at the same time. Because think about it, like, you went to school, do an illustration, go on an illustration. Now you got this, like, you know, certification going, like, being an illustrator, right? But it's like, now you're finding another skill set to add. Or finding another skill to even pursue another passion in. So I feel like that's not even bad. If anything, like, you're adding on to your skill set and you're teaching yourself more. And whether, like, you want to still pursue a career in, like, you know, art, you can still do it. And if you want to mm-hmm. do more of, like, voice acting, you can still do that too. Because it's like, maybe, like, you're meant to do this. Like, you're meant to be on this path of, like, finding out who you are and, like, what you like to do. And then you think it's, like, one thing. And then you keep doing illustration, but then you're like, oh, I like this though. And I still want to do this. You have to still follow your heart. But yeah. But as far as, like, you know, wrapping up the podcast, like, do you have any, like, final advice for I guess creatives, like, still, you know, going through the same thing you are, you know, in a way, people with two passions or what?
Yeah. Time management, download the app. Seriously though, honestly, just, I feel like the most important thing, and I have to remind myself this a lot, is have fun. Like, we're in a fortunate position to do what we do as creatives, right? Like, to be able to, like, throw out our own ideas and just create our own things and produce it and get that out into the world. Even if you don't put it out online, to create something is, like, huge. And that's a big deal. And I feel like that gets to us a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we take it maybe too seriously, I feel like. And I feel like it's important to have fun. Because when you have fun, I feel like that's when you start introducing, like, okay, balancing things out, you know. I'm having fun. I'm not taking it too seriously. So, you know, maybe I can, you know, and the breaks come in and, you know, this and that. I feel like just having fun and honestly loving what you're doing is key. That's my final remarks.
Okay. Well, yes. We're gonna wrap up this podcast. Very long podcast, but it's okay. Hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and tune into the next podcast. And always remember to do what your art desires.